And welcome to the Wild West for another week. You are here with Glenn, Mick, and Steve.
I'm a.
You're a what?
Okay, yes.
It's weird having Mick in the intro, the first one in a long time.
Yeah, but the first intro you've been in this year.
Yeah. No, probably even longer than that.
Yeah, I'm a jackaroo. Okay. Well, I can't be a cowboy. And I'm a jackaroo.
It's his last intro too.
Why? You sacked him from the intro
already.
You're
done, Mick.
Wow. A bit harsh. Big news, though. This show is got a new time slot, though, Steve.
Yeah, in a couple of weeks, right?
We're going to be in the morning.
April 7th.
At
8 a.m. Well, people, yes, that's right. If you tune in live, which you should.
Can you tune in dead?
You can live. Tune in as you like, Mick.
All right, I'll tune in.
And I will make sure the first show I won't be there for.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Isn't that convenient?
Here's a bit of inner workings of our program.
We can do music.
Glenn won't even be there for the first show.
Holidays. You know, it's been a tough year.
You better come back the week before.
I won't say go break a leg.
Well, no, it happened last time, right? Yeah.
No, don't say that.
I've got another leg I haven't broken. That's a good point.
You got another one. Yeah, you got a spare one.
Like, but we'll be on a new frequency as well.
Yeah, that's right. Should we tell them now?
Yeah. Well, no, let's keep it a secret for another 5 weeks.
You guys can wait for 5 weeks.
No, come on, Steve. Tell them the price, son.
89.3.
Tell them the frequency, son, sorry.
2GLF. 89.3 FM.
There we go.
That's it. 893fm.com.au. It will be our second home.
We have many homes.
I've got two homes already.
Now you've got an online home, Mick.
Is that being online?
Don't move in, though.
That means you shouldn't go to sleep because trains run over sleepers? That's being online.
Oh, no.
That's terrible, Mick.
Mick.
On the show this week, though.
More dad jokes.
A lot of dad jokes. Mick, you were here for the whole show. That's a first in a while as well.
So our dad joke kind of exploded.
Yeah, that's right. But we also talk a lot about trains and trams and TV and sport and...
That's all happening.
Politics. Mick, you try to get politics in every segment.
And...
It's his mission. Naked. He's like little politic
and
man.
Remember, Adam looking for Eve.
That's right. Mick talks about his favourite show.
It's going full frontal, I think.
No, that's not full frontal.
That was a big controversy.
The full frontal controversy coming up on The Wild West.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for Mad Mick.
G'day. How are you? Hey.
I'm good, Mick. How are you?
All right.
Now, Mick, we heard this guy, you might have heard of this guy last year, say something pretty crazy at the time. I think you called him crazy at the time. But here is Trump last year in September.
And by the way, Rocket Man should have been handled a long time ago. Little Rocket Man. We're going to do it because we really have no choice. And I want to tell you something, and I'm sure he's listening because he watches every word. And I guarantee you one thing, he's watching us like he never watched anybody before. That I can tell you. That I can tell you. Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners?
That's when he's in his NFL days. Yeah. And he was, I think, at some point going to blow up the world. And...
But you also want to put balance. He called Trump a bloody psychopath.
Did he?
Yeah. He did. That is very true. Yes, that's
so
right.
So put them together.
So in September, they were not really good friends.
No.
Then the Olympics happened, which means they were friends. And then this news happened yesterday when the men were allowed back on the ABC because they were banned the day before. Women's Day. The men were
It's typical. Yes.
But this news was pretty big.
That's sexist.
So they brought the men back in on the Friday, and Jeremy Fernandez was able to announce the news that our dear leaders may be meeting.
All right, in May, right?
Tonight, the deal to beat all deals. Donald Trump to hold talks with the North Korean leader.
Now you should put his version of what he called Trump in.
I don't know. I haven't got the North Korean news bulletin. I probably should have researched that because I'm pretty sure they would have had that lady going, bah!
No, they had him talking.
Trump begged him to meet him. And
Yes. What is the North Korean news? That's a good question. I never saw that, strangely enough, because usually when the missile test they have, the North Korean
news. Usually have the subtitles right or something to say what's
going on. They had him calling Trump bloody crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he is crazy.
He's a bit
crazy.
So
both are the same.
So,
the same brush.
When our dear leaders do meet from both sides there, what, will it be constructive? Is this just a bit of a scam from the North Koreans to get some money?
Or
has China cracked down on them enough? There's a lot of theories here. One theory is China's cracked down. They can't get any money, so now they're desperate for money. Now they're going to have to go to the table and try to be nice for a couple of months.
Trump's got a hate-love syndrome. He loves causing trouble.
Yeah.
And he makes, like, He likes making hate against other people, but his offsider... But
the other guy doesn't want to do that either.
His offsider is just as bad. And I think this bloke, the North Korean, has worked out, I better not stuff up because this bloke might do... He's a mad bloke and might do what he says.
Big Rocket Man might destroy Little Rocket Man.
Yeah. Mm. And he's big. He's got a bigger button, remember?
I reckon they'll be exchanging buttons there.
Yeah.
Who's bigger? So whose button's bigger than the other? Yeah, I think that's it.
But
he's up with the most porn star.
You might find that Trump, in his, when they go through history, he might have made peace with North Korea.
He probably could.
Mm. But a lot of people are saying that this is just North Korea getting more money out, right?
No, no.
Isn't it a different
system now.
But isn't he being fooled for a dud deal, though?
No.
North Korea plays ball for a year or two, but he's nice.
They've done it before, right?
No, they've done it before?
No, yeah. They've done it before, but not this way.
Okay. Right. Well, actually meeting a leader.
Yeah.
Well, they met Madeleine Albright back in the 2000s.
They didn't meet the president.
No, because they didn't.
The and president the president also said in his speeches, I'd like to meet Rocket Man.
Yes.
He did say that at one stage. So, they're both going to get together, have a beer over the barbie, and...
Will they bring Dennis Rodman along as a diplomatic envoy for America?
And then they'll chew the fat together.
But where will they have the meeting, though, Mick?
Probably Japan.
Somewhere neutral, right?
Yeah.
You don't think Trump would turn up to Pyongyang?
Or could even go into China, could even go into Russia. Anyway.
Imagine that, Putin, Kim Jong-un and Trump.
Remember,
that's a dinner party, right?
It's not what I want to be at.
Putin's
don't drink the poison, you'll be all right.
I reckon I could start a war there.
Remember, Putin's best friends with Trump again because he was trying to get him in.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep, yeah.
But is it really going to be a sign of peace? Because it would be dramatic if Trump gets peace. All they have to really do, make his reputation a bit different to what it has been.
Yeah.
It'd be a big accomplishment for him.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to, but.
No, but most probably will happen. And if he says, Kim Jong-un said he wants to get rid of all his nuclear thing, then they should say, the rest of the world should get rid of all their nuclear weapons.
America ain't going to get rid of their nuclear weapons.
Man. Russia has to. So should China. So should Israel. And so should Pakistan and India.
But how do you prove you got rid of them?
You can't, right?
This is the thing with this whole thing.
But how do you prove you got them?
You don't have to.
That's right.
The best thing.
It's just a speculation. It's innuendo.
Yeah, because there's a big theory that in North Korea, one of the biggest things about North Korea is they talk a big game, but deep inside they've got not much.
Well, they got that rocket go pretty big distance. Can they reach America now?
They say that. They just say
no,
that.
No, they set one off.
Yeah, but I set rockets off my backyard all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, he's one of these terrorists.
No.
Are you a terrorist?
I've been talking a big game.
He's a North Ride terrorist.
North Shore.
He doesn't hang around South Ride.
No. He's a hipster. He's not a hipster. He's a bloaster.
Oh, Mick. You are a little rocket man, Mick, but nonetheless, what can we do?
Welcome back to the program. It is time for sport.
Jarryd Hayne.
What's wrong with Jarryd Hayne?
What's wrong with him?
Oh, he's a...
What did he do?
I don't like him.
Why?
There's been a lot of controversy
He's very controversial, and he's got rid of certain trainers or in football.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like a little spoiled brat.
That explains it.
Hmm.
Right. Even poor old Andy Johns is sick of him as well.
Hmm.
Controversial.
Oh, yeah.
He's a little hard worker. He used to, when the Hayne Payne was around, it was good, but now it's just
he's just trying to live.
Now it's a Hayne Payne.
Hayne Payne. That's a good one, actually. Yeah, everything is like he's changing codes this week.
Yeah.
You know, I'm surprised he's not playing.
It's a one he hasn't changed his nappies yet.
I don't know. He's all over the shop. Nonetheless, he plays better football than either of us. But the
NRL how do you season, know? He might have not played as good a football as me.
I think he's pretty good.
I played rugby union.
If I was a first grade hooker.
If I was betting,
no, I've never played rugby union before. And
were you a good hooker?
Yes, I was a bloody good hooker.
That's good.
That was the first year I ever played.
Oh really?
Okay. Yeah.
That's too much information.
You should be proud, Mick.
Yeah.
You're a good hooker for the first year.
Yeah.
He's a first year hooker. Anyway. Back to reality. The NRL opened with a bang. Not as huge a
Broncos
impact as normal. The Broncos went down 34-12. Isn't that great news, Steve?
That's pretty
news.
Disappointing.
To Saints,
great news.
To the Reds, to the
when
Red
the Saints
V.
Go marching in.
Didn't they went down for the Red Vs?
Yeah.
Red Vs?
Yeah, St. George.
Yeah. The V. They got a Red V. That's it.
Oh, okay.
In the old days.
Doesn't happen very often, but we used to know
the team by their colours. Well, it used to be Canterbury, blue and white, white V. South Sydney, red, green and whatever.
Black or right,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But now you get on to a weekend away, they have a different jersey to what they normally play with.
Well, that makes sense. They've got home and away jerseys.
No, it's not.
Right?
You should be able to follow them no matter which colour. Which
they should have you got first world problems, Mick?
They should have the same jersey no matter if they're home or away. So why? People watching him on TV know who's playing.
You know who's playing.
No, but
you don't.
Their name's on the TV.
No, it isn't.
The commentators mention it and the scoreboard's got it. And
yeah, you might be turning.
And you only got two teams playing. How hard can it be? One's in red and white and the other's in brown and gold.
And it's like...
And one's a bunch of horrible Queenslanders.
You might be jumping between VFL or...
I don't think they're jumping between codes during the game.
Yeah, jumping from TV.
If the Haim plane was playing.
From different channels. You could be watching the Swans playing or you could be watching the... Souths or the Saints playing. They've both got the same colours, red and white.
Hopefully you don't get too confused.
Now, on Friday night too, it was close between the Knights and the Eagles and the Cowboys and Sharks. All close games, actually, so far this season.
The Eagles. Did they play Hotel California?
No, not those Eagles. No.
Oh. These ones are winners.
So it'd be an interesting opening of the weekend. It's... big season. It's all back. AFL comes back in a couple of weeks.
That's it.
But the
Newcastle did pretty good yesterday.
They did.
Come on, Newcastle.
By 1 point, yeah.
Come on, are you Newcastle.
I thought you were a Bulldog.
No, I go for the underdogs.
Ah.
Is that why you go for the Bulldogs?
Bulldogs have always won.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
They don't always win.
They've been winning a long time, mate. They've been playing for a long time. My grandmother followed them.
Same as the Tigers, though, right? They've been playing for a long time.
Now, talk about rugby league too. The whole stadium saga continues to go on this week. There's talk the government is soon to announce possibly a backtrack on the stadium deal.
Good.
It looking more possible today, or at least deferring it till after the election, because I think the problem is politically it's becoming them a big problem. It's seeming to stick the whole... Yeah, insert big, whatever the government thing they want to buy versus stadiums. It basically,
and our party don't want it. Our party does it.
Well, basically they're saying if you don't buy build a stadium, you can spend more money on teachers, nurses, fire brigade. So it's actually a really toxic line. But I think it's a very dangerous line because I'm pretty sure
that... It's a true line though.
But it's also true about anything the government does.
No, you shouldn't be wasting money on...
Yeah,
on,
it's not the first one
on playing
money.
Football, on football stadiums where they might get used twice a week or once a month or
depending.
It's a waste of money. But you're using money... Where you spend $60 billion or $60 million, that $60 million on schools are being used 5 days a week, or hospitals being used 7 days a week. That's where it's more value for your money. Where would you like to invest your money?
Particularly give a toss either way, really.
I
don't think they should be spending as much money when the stadium.
They shouldn't be.
They should spend money on stadiums. That's fair.
They've already got the stadiums. They shouldn't. We should be keeping our heritage.
They're
knocking everything down and say, "Oh, it's old. We don't need it."
That was 20 years old, Nick.
That's 20 years. Go to France. Go to Europe. What are their buildings? How old are their buildings?
Still there somewhere?
Hundreds and hundreds of years old.
No, but London destroyed their Olympic stadium. They knocked it down and rebuilt it and made it into a football stadium.
You go to France and you find, in Paris, all the buildings have to be heritage listed, and you can't knock them down. You have to build inside
old,
Mick.
These are thousands of seconds.
That still
old.
Doesn't matter. Where's our heritage stuff? It's been knocked down. A lot of our stuff's been knocked down.
Is the SCG still there?
No, I'm just saying there's a lot of our heritage stuff. Buildings are being knocked down and used for the wrong purpose. Sold off, and someone else knocked.
Anyway,
it down.
Back to sport.
That's part of the sport.
I'm not fussed about the stadiums, to be honest.
Parramatta Stadium.
And the worst part of it...
I don't think Parramatta Stadium would have looked back in 100 years and went, wow, Parramatta Stadium, what were they thinking at the time building Parramatta Stadium?
And the poor blokes at Parramatta, where's their swimming pool? They took out their swimming pool.
Yeah, they did too. Yeah, it hasn't been built yet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so they went
they knocked it down before
40,
having a plan how
it was
to
3 days.
Which means it's not going to come back.
It was 2 or 3 days in this summer, 45 degrees.
Yeah, but there's other swimming pools, Mick.
No, you haven't. Not around Parramatta.
There is.
I'm sure there are.
No, you go around Parramatta and see how many swimming pools are.
There are other swimming pools, Mick.
You can't go swimming in the Parramatta River because there's sharks.
No, I'm sure there are.
The only place you can go up is the dam.
Damn it. Anyway.
Parramatta Dam. That's not all that. Only the people who live up there go there. It's a long way for other people to go.
I'll cope. Nonetheless, I'm very unsympathetic to Parramatta people in the swimming pool.
You're very sympathetic, Glenn.
No, I don't really care. They should sack their council and start again.
Oh, really?
Well, if we
knock down their council and
we'll
start
just get
again.
Rid of the local member, get rid of the council, they'll get a change. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
What can I say?
Knock down the buildings.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. The government should have had a plan for the swimming pool. It is a bit wrong not to.
Before they knocked down the stadium, they should have.
But there are other swimming pools in that area. It's not like there's no swimming pools anywhere near Parramatta.
But it's hard to get to from the people who were going to.
Have you been to Parramatta?
Yes,
Parramatta is hard to go around anywhere in Parramatta. I think that having a pool outside of Parramatta would be a benefit to all of Parramatta.
No, because
going from like Westfields to the courts or anything, you probably get lost.
Almighty Christ. It takes so long to get anywhere around there.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, also, too, there's a bit of controversy, too. Matthew Lodge playing with the Broncos. He's come back. What do you reckon, Steve? Now,
people are not happy because they want him to do a payment plan to the people that he hit before he even got on the field.
But did you see how he was swinging his punches? Like a girl.
Yeah,
he was drunk.
Well, he was drunk. What do you expect?
But it was a crime spree. It was an awful attack and an awful behaviour. Well, yeah. But then the NRL...
He's young and drunk, right? That's it.
The NRL is giving him a third chance, so to speak. Well, they're saying second chance, but he's actually got a third chance. Isn't that right to an extent that he should be entitled to a second chance? Because there's no point...
He should be, but
he should also say to him, I'd like to pay you the people who did the damage to. I'd like to make a payment.
But they haven't worked that out yet.
He hasn't worked it out yet.
But he has got the money.
That's why he's playing, right?
They got $1.6 million. So if they don't let him play for 2 years, there's no hope in the hell he's going to get $1.6 million.
But he's also saying he's got money owing to his family, to his friends. He owes money everywhere.
He's going
to
make money as play in the team, right?
Just hope he doesn't go get drunk and use his alcohol again.
I think he's over that. He might not.
Hopefully.
I don't know. But, you know, hopefully.
Well, if his problems get worse, he might.
But are the victims right to say he shouldn't play? And are the victims right to say that the NRL shouldn't let people that have been ex-criminals play football?
Then that's like half of the teams, right?
No, not half the teams.
Oh, come on. There's a lot of criminals.
They're not criminals.
Oh, you're talking about politicians?
Criminals in the eyes of the public, possibly.
Politicians, too.
Oh, yes. Okay, well,
most politicians don't play football. But I don't know. Is that fair?
It was 2 years ago, though.
Should he? I don't know.
There's no really statute of limitations.
Depends on who's looking at him. If he's up and...
I think it's mostly the media that are up in arms about it. That's the problem.
But if he's a high moral standing football player seem to have that's holier than holy, and they're not really ever holy and holy.
No, it's not. It's because they've got this role model stigma, right, where they're meant to be like...
Yeah. They're going to be like the Pope.
No, he's a swimming pool. He's a washing machine, the Pope.
And they're nowhere near the Pope, no. No, they're not celibate, no.
No, definitely.
No, the Pope's a washing machine.
Yeah, they make washing machines, Pope.
Oh,
okay. I'm talking about the Roman Catholic version, but anyway.
Oh, they didn't make Roman Catholic washing machines, no.
God bless them. But nonetheless, it has caused controversy this week.
It was a big topic this week, wasn't it?
I don't see a problem with him being back. I can't see it being...
If he does it again...
He got hazed a little bit while he was playing, I suppose.
Yeah, but if he does it again...
Well, that's it. I don't think they'll let him back again if it happens.
But the problem with football is very different to most other jobs, though, right? Like, if you, like... do something bad and you lose your job, or something when you're in most other jobs, you can still do that 20, 30 years from now.
No, not if you're a child molester in a school.
We're not talking about child molesters, Mick, but we're talking about someone that does something like assault somebody, but they can usually get another job again later. But if you're a football player, it's a short window of opportunity to be a football player.
Todd Carney's coming back.
Once you're 30, you're not a football, you can never be a football player, most likely.
Todd Carney's coming back.
Yeah, which is good. Is it good?
He's a good player, isn't he? Yeah, so what?
He's just a miss...
He's misunderstood, man.
Yeah. I didn't think what he got sacked for the last time wasn't all that bad.
Is this guy a good player, though?
Oh, Todd Carney.
He's an average player.
No, not Todd Carney. Hodge, right? I forgot his name already.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, well, he'll be all right. I'm sure he'll be fine.
Now, here's another big question, too. What about... Now, the F1 announced earlier this year, they got rid of the cheerleaders, the grid girls.
Grid girls,
that's sad. What's the point of watching now?
The cars?
People don't watch it for the cars.
They watch the whole two-hour race.
They watch the glamour. The glamour.
There's no way someone's going to sit there watching a car go round and round circles for a couple of hours.
They do.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the crashes, right? They don't watch it for the game.
No, they actually, some of them do.
Wow.
Yeah. So what about the grid girls in the NRL?
No, they're not grid girls.
Grid girls
are
cheer girls.
Cheer girls.
They've had blokes in cheerleading as
they
well.
They have, true.
Yeah,
yes.
So
they can't get rid of the cheer girls in like football, right?
The cheer girls only come into football because of the American gridiron.
Yeah, they're cheerlead squads and things. Right. Yeah,
But
there's a fear from some of the cheerleaders. One of the veteran cheerleaders has said she's like the Wayne Bennett of cheerleading, and she's very concerned that they may not be there because obviously the big change in society right now.
I hate to say, there is. A sport called cheerleading now, which is
going
cheerleading
in world championships and everything. Yeah, yeah.
So
it's big in America.
You have to have it to have practice. So if you don't practice, where do you get your cheerleaders from?
Well, they could
and
be
where
wiped.
Do you win the Australian cheerleading jump?
They could be
is it
out.
Sexist, though, cheerleading?
No. It's just women who think men shouldn't be looking at them because they look good or they do things like that. Yeah? Right. That's just paranoia of the women, if that women's lib. Men losing women's lib. That's what my grandmother said.
Women's lib,
and she was
lib?
What does that mean?
She was a suffragette from England.
Mm.
What she meant was the women get all their own way in the end, and then they push out the men, and the men suffer from the in the end.
Right.
So all of them suffer.
I'm not suffering, Mick, I have to tell you. If they get rid of cheerleaders, I don't think I'm going to suffer. I don't think I'm going to suffer. They get rid of cheerleaders.
Well, you could be a cheerleader.
No.
Yeah.
No, have you seen me cheerlead?
Oh, yeah. I've seen you go,
do you have rhythm, Glenn?
No. There's no rhythm here.
I've seen you at the football, haven't you?
He's very good at the football, yeah.
And the ice skating.
But he's not cheering, right? Well, kind of cheering.
Yeah. When the soccer plays.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, you're a cheerleader.
Now, Greg Norman, too, in the news this week, he has been the deal maker between Trump and Turnbull. Now, we remember back in the old days when...
What type of deals are he does?
Well, it's really funny. You remember back when Trump became president and Turnbull couldn't quite find the number of Trump?
Yeah.
This is the backstory.
Yeah, the Ambassador Joe Hockey, the ambassador in Washington, D.C., who's a good friend of mine, known him a long time, he reached out to me and said that the prime minister would like to reach out to President Trump and congratulate him. And do you have his cell phone number? As simple as that. And I don't normally give out cell phone numbers of people in my database, but considering it was for the Prime Minister to call the President of the United States, I thought that would be the right thing to do.
So directory assistance, he ain't for everybody, but if you're the Prime Minister, Greg Norman will happily get you a number. That will appear, I think it's appearing.
So if I say my name's Turnbull, he'll give me...
Yeah, ring him up.
Trump's number.
I don't know if I knew his number, so you could ring him up.
Yeah.
But he was also, apparently, Greg Norman helped him negotiate the deal for the trade changes, too, this week.
Oh, the tariffs, right?
Tariffs. He got involved there. He's like the master negotiator. He's like the Dennis Rodman of Australian politics. Get rid of hockey. He's doing nothing. Hockey's a waste of time.
Wow.
Put the shark in. Shark versus
Greg
the
Norman
Trump.
If
Greg Norman was our ambassador, we would be sweet.
You remember when someone...
He should be our foreign minister, I think.
When
in America.
Remember... When someone stuffs up, you put him in a higher position. That's where hockey went to.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, true.
Don't know what's up with that.
Now, the World Cup's coming up soon, too, in Russia. Less than 100 days to go. Very exciting.
Wow.
There's talk that the UK may not be in the World Cup in Russia.
How can you have a World Cup without the UK?
Because they never win anyway, so no one will really miss them.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like having Europe without the UK.
They won it in the 60s. They won it in the 60s sometime.
They did, but apparently with this poisoning incident in the UK, Boris Johnson, the mop on 2 feet, apparently said that they are really seriously considering whether to go to the World Cup or not.
Just because of poisoning?
In the poisoning, they
yes, because it's a diplomatic stat because they're poisoning people in the UK.
But in the Poisoning Act...
Well, yeah,
poisoned. They poisoned the mother and the daughter, and now they're digging them up to check them because they died suddenly.
Who?
The
other relatives.
Oh, okay.
The son and the mother, I think.
Well, yeah. Back to sport, but that would be interesting. I can't see the UK withdrawing anyway. No. Boris Johnson can say whatever he likes. I can't see them suddenly turning up to a soccer tournament.
He's just given his opinion.
Yep. Nice idea. But going to Russia this year is a new coach for the Socceroos too. Got two coaches going, though one of them is not as much of a coach as the other.
I'll be going to Russia as one of millions of Australian football fans. And I look forward to learning a lot off Bert from afar. And even... You know, no doubt I'll have those conversations with him in and around those times. I look forward to working with the junior national teams and being a part of that and in an ambassadorial role. And most of all, I just want to say that my commitment to Sydney FC is 110% till the end of this season. I told the players this morning that this decision will be made. We'd gone through a process...
And he's going to get rid of the Sydney FC coach. Very successful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God he's gone. Great news for everyone.
What was wrong with him?
Oh, because he made the Wanderers harder to win. It's very sad. But now he basically will be quitting the FC club at the end of the year and then going to take the permanent job as a Socceroos coach after our kind of temporary coach goes on for a year.
But he
was the coach before.
He was the coach before. He learned his lesson by the mistakes he made this time.
Did he make any mistakes last
time? He made mistakes last time. He said to on the news, when he went for the World Championship last time, they made mistakes, and now he's learned by those mistakes, and you won't make them again.
Yeah. Big news, though.
Yeah. It's
a good, clever way to get a new coach in as well.
Yeah?
Because he kind of has a good handover. So he's the other player. But they're going to need some new players anyway. I think there's going to be a generation.
Stephen made a good coach.
Yeah, I'll go just kick the ball.
Yeah.
To be fair, they're going to need a good coach, to be fair, over there. They've done a bit of ratings on where we are placed against all the other countries.
Yeah.
And we're at 29th, just behind Tunisia, Saudi Arabia, and Panama.
What about the kind of small sad. Country, which was it Finland? Or
Iceland.
Iceland?
Is ranked 19th in the world.
Ooh, yeah, they have World very Cup many, finalists. See?
But it does look like it's a Brazil, Germany, France, Spain, and Belgium show as normal.
As usual, right?
Mm, the usual suspects are always up there. Yeah.
But Greece,
because they invented football too.
They invented soccer.
Of course, they invented football. No, how foolish of me not to.
No,
think
No, they didn't invent football.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
You speak to any Greek person? They did.
You haven't speak to any
real person?
South American Indian in our team.
South American Indian.
Yeah, they used to play soccer with the rubber ball.
I don't know.
And the
South American
winning
Indian.
Team used to get killed.
How do you not know any, Steve?
By the Incas. The Incas.
I've been to the Incas. And anyway, A-League 2. Western Sydney drew with Perth Glory last night. They're playing Wellington tonight, Saturday night, which they hopefully should win. But yep. Sydney FC is still well on top and Newcastle not far behind. It's a Sydney FC Newcastle grand final for sure.
Excellent.
I would think. It'd be hard to see them not. They're the most dominant teams of the comp. Newcastle particularly a surprise as well.
Mm.
They were the underdogs last year.
Mm. And Newcastle in league is becoming big too.
What's going on in Newcastle? What's in the water up there?
Yeah, Newcastle.
Might be the radioactive water up there.
That's cheating, isn't it?
They're having performance enhancers, are they?
No, I say, you know, all that chemicals they put in the water up there and they made it the firefighters put all
no,
the water
we don't,
in the
Mick,
water
we don't,
table.
No, we don't.
I don't know my Newcastle water supplements. Yeah. Basketball, though. We've got our finals as well coming up. 16th of March. We've got Melbourne United versus Adelaide. So there's no Sydney team, so who cares? But they've got three games to span the later part of March, from 16th of March to the 23rd, and exciting time.
At least we've got an Australian team, haven't we?
Well, that's it, man. Two Australian teams, so we'll be all right. All right.
Now, good news for winter sports fans, too. When you just thought the Olympics were over, it's been very sad the past couple of weeks, Steve. I've been devastated.
Have you?
I've only been able to watch the World Cup events on the TV.
You can watch the disabled Olympics.
That's what I'm about to say. Hello. Spoiler alert. Correct.
Yeah.
They have started yesterday in Pyongyang. No, Pyeongchang. I don't know.
Pyongyang, isn't it?
No, Pyongyang. I know, one of them.
Pyongyang.
But they were complaining about
it was too cold.
It's too cold and snowy up there.
Yeah, it is. It's the coldest Winter Olympics in years.
It's the Winter Olympics, all right.
I know.
What are they complaining about?
It's the Winter Olympics this time.
Oh.
Yeah, it's super winter.
Too winter for them?
Yes. So seven, they're going to have it on Channel 7. They're going to be broadcasting some of the games. And they're going to have some replays and stuff. So there'll be some Winter Olympics
action. What games are you looking forward to?
To be fair, I probably won't watch them because only a highlight package. But
oh, is there? So they're not even showing the actual.
I think, yeah, no, they're not showing the whole like streams and stuff.
That's not fair.
The Winter Paralympics don't seem to get enough coverage.
I like the skeletons.
It's a niche market, right?
I like seeing the skeletons.
No, but they're amazing athletes, though.
Oh, I'm sure
they're
they are.
Probably more amazing than most able-bodied.
They're probably
athletes.
Not going
to
rate as well.
And to be fair, most able-bodied athletes are only one jump away from being a disabled athlete.
Yeah,
some of those sports are pretty hairy.
Just like Michael Schumacher was.
Oh.
Yes, thanks for the reminder. I remember that every time I go down the ski slope.
You're going to freak him out. He's going to have a phobia of skiing.
Look out for the bump. Look out for the rock.
Okay. And also in cricket too, Australia's playing South Africa in the test there, and they're not doing too badly, not too shabby.
That's good.
Oh, they got put out pretty quickly for 200 and something.
Didn't they win this week or something?
They won the last cricket match.
Last cricket. Yeah, 243, and South Africa's 139, so not bad.
Yeah, I have to get
first
all
innings.
The what it's going to be, you'll be Australia, South Africa, Australia, a tie.
Like it usually is, right?
Yeah, and then on the last game, it's
and Australia will win.
They have a big crowd, and one of them will win. But I'm sure
hopefully one of them wins.
Yeah, but it's always
probably one will.
Build up. It's always a build up.
Yeah, because they want people to buy tickets to go see it. Makes sense. It's rigged.
Yeah, I'm sure it's rigged.
Yeah, it is.
Everything's rigged in life.
Oh,
just let's get over it.
It is. That's life, right?
Yeah, that's why you get
Has there ever been a tie
it.
In cricket?
Yeah.
No, I meant like the scores, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what happens then?
There's a tie.
Oh, that's boring.
Yeah, they can have a bow tie or shootout.
I think in 2020 they've got like a tie break rule, but I don't think they have it in normal cricket. You can actually have a test match. Has happened a couple of times, very rarely.
No, it's always happening because
they have a draw, not a tie. So a tie is when you're basically all out at the same time, but a draw is when you've got like you run out of time to play the game. Because which is ridiculous in a way because you have 5 days to play the game and you run out of time still.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What the hell? Can you not organize yourselves better?
Get better at playing.
That's usually what this is the reason why it's happened. Actually,
that's why they want us cricketers there too. Steve and me.
We're cricketers, are we?
Yeah, we're cricketers. We can play cricket. Union League.
I should be all right.
Yeah. What about ice hockey? You can play ice hockey.
I'd love to play ice hockey. I think that'd be fun.
Now, big news too. Now, from Women's Week last week too, down in Tasmania, controversy down in Tasmania. For International Women's Day, they had a special event, a women's only jockey race.
Oh, really?
Now, who was complaining about this?
The women?
The women were, because basically Bev Buckingham, she was one of the greats down there. She had 900 victories back in the 80s and 90s as a female jockey. She was the first woman to contest the Caulfield Cup. And she says, the backward step, we fought so hard for equality, and now they're just holding female races. All they want, the female jockeys, was to be treated equally and race against the men, so why do they put on the female-only races? So
they can always put on, what they can do is put on the female only race, and they can put on a male only race.
I think that's what she's saying. She doesn't want to have that. She wants to compete with the best.
Then they can say, right, the best.
Wasn't Michelle Payne racing with the men?
Yeah.
So what's she complaining about?
Well, no, but it's not racing with the men, because there's actually no rule saying you've got to be a male jockey. There's no men's or female division. Never has been.
So what's she complaining about then?
Well, she's saying that now they're having this female-only jockey race.
Oh, they're making something out of it.
They're making a new stupid event that doesn't need to be there, because she wants to compete with...
That's true.
The men and the women.
She's kind of a little bit, but what's stopping her from competing?
She doesn't think it's a stupid idea to have a women's-only race.
Yeah.
Right.
Because not stopping her competing in the other one. Well, she's retired anyway.
But oh, so she's retired, right?
She's just one of the greats, complaining that obviously that's not what it's about.
Yeah.
She wants equality, not special races.
Yeah.
That's why
Which I think is fair call.
Yeah, that's fine.
I won't disagree with that.
It's like in politics, they want 50%.
Nothing out of something.
They want 50% of women into politics, but if they don't meet the grade, they shouldn't be in. It's the same
you
with
in your politics.
Mick, it's sport, not politics.
No, same with sport.
Your politics in,
same with the sport. Same with the sport.
Yeah, sure, Mick.
And also, Serena Williams, too, has won her first match since giving birth.
Oh, good for her.
Who would have thunk it? Having babies, how old is she now? 557 years old?
No.
She's pretty old for a tennis player. She's
35.
So you said 35. Serena, right?
That's old.
Yeah.
I should know.
Did you say Serena?
Serena.
Okay.
But remember...
Yeah, she should have
retired
by now.
The other bloke is 37.
She's going to win another Grand Slam. I can see it
She's
now.
She's still one of the best in the world. Remember, she is the best male, female in the world, actually.
The male is 37. Hmm? You know who the male is?
Federer.
Djokovic, right. Federer,
37. Oh,
I've got to look
at
this.
Now that is old. Serena, she's a chicken.
If you've been a footballer 30 and you're too old,
he's got one more year, Mick. He's only 36.
You can always, if you're a footballer and you're 30, you can always... transfer to tennis because you can go up to 37.
Different skill set. Have you watched football players play tennis?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Bad.
It's different coordination, right? I'd have to, it'd confuse them. Yeah.
That's all for sport. This is the Wild West.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for television.
Big week in TV.
Oh, massive week.
I think the biggest news of the week was this, though, Steve. It was...
Yeah?
I was up Friday morning... eating the cornflakes at 9:30, and this happened.
Thank you, Tash. Now, I've got some news that I want to share with all of you, the beautiful audience, because you've been so incredible to me over so many years. I've decided to leave Studio 10, and why I've decided to do this decision, it's been a very hard thing for me to do, but it's because my family need me. And I...
Well, you may hear there in the background there, poor old Joe.
Yeah.
Can't keep it together. What happened to Joe Hildebrand, the tough man, the tough newspaper man?
Joe was so upset, he started just sulking.
Wow.
He must be really close.
It's Studio 10.
Yeah.
I actually got an alert from like some news company saying,
Oh,
my God, Jessica Rose left Studio 10. I'm like, does anyone care? Is anyone watching?
Did you cry at work about it?
I couldn't work. I had to go home.
It's just like saying, Elvis left the studio.
She's no Elvis.
I think when she left first at 5 News Hour, that was devastating because she was very good on that. Roddy Wilson, Jessica Rowe and Tim Bailey, dream team.
Yeah.
Studio 10? Yeah, I don't know.
She's been there for a couple of years, right?
A lot of controversy about this departure, though. A lot of back and forth. The old executive producer saying that they'll get a sack her anyway. He was defending her. He's trying to sue Channel 10 now instead.
And they got rid of her.
Like, for a show that's got a lot of, like, 100,000 people watching.
Haven't they got Lisa Wilkinson in the 10 show?
That's the project, though. No. That's the night show.
And that's their website as well.
Yeah. 10 Daily, which is launching soon. They've got some other announcements this week.
Yeah.
But it was very dramatic. One of the more dramatic departures of all time.
I know. Out of nowhere, too.
But the love was in the studio. The love was in the studio.
Work have been nothing but supportive and have said any time I'm welcome back. So that means a lot, too. Tash, I love you. Joe, I love you.
I love you.
And, you know, and it's been such a journey, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And Niecy, my darling Niecy, who I is still- just...
Yeah, Joe, very upset about it.
That's why I don't watch Studio 10. I don't think
I watch
cope.
It at all.
When people leave your work, Steve, do they have a long 5-minute announcement and tell all the customers that you're leaving?
No, we usually cheer and say, see ya.
See ya, get out of here.
No crying, Glenn, I assure you.
No crying? You didn't cry when you left your last job?
Cry of joy. Depends who it is, though.
Ouch.
Who's Joy? I've never met her.
She's not around anymore.
Now, talking about Joy, House of Cards coming back soon. Yes. Here's a bit of a snippet preview.
We're just getting started.
Ooh.
Yes, Claire Underwood taking over.
What about the old guy?
Don't know, he just disappeared.
Do you reckon poisoning incident, maybe? Oh. That'd be very topical.
With the Russian guy,
the
right?
Russian guy, the Russian guy poisons the old president.
Oh, wow.
He could have been.
Because you could also use a sex scandal story, but that'd be a bit too true.
He could have been taken by UFOs.
I think they might do a sex scandal.
Really?
Like a Clinton.
But
thing.
How could you do a sex scandal with
No, do UFOs. It'd
be impossible. Because
UFOs takes them away.
No, it's a more serious show.
It's like Kevin Spacey's been caught up in his sex scandal.
No, he's a good guy. Honestly, I think he's just gonna disappear. Like he went for a run and he got kidnapped.
See ya.
I think it's something like that. And then they'll just drop. Or he had a heart attack on the treadmill.
It's appalling.
Or did a Harold Holt.
Or a Harold.
Oh, goes to a swim in this. Oh, that'd be very Australian.
It has to be a disappearance.
I like
right?
an Australian angle, though. Always good to have an Australian angle.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Because there's no way in that show that he can just disappear and then, like, no one mention it.
Mm.
Unless they do a time jump where he did die from a heart attack or something. And it's like a year later, you know?
Or they find he did a Harold Holt and they find him in Russia.
Maybe.
Or an Elvis, and in Argentina.
Oh, yeah.
Now, also Netflix, too. A lot of news on Netflix today. Actually, it's almost the Netflix special edition.
Actually, there's quite a lot, yeah.
Apparently, they're filming a show on the Gold Coast, Steve.
Yeah, Chris Lilley, right?
No, oh,
he's gone from the ABC and BBC to Netflix.
I can't stand that Chris Lilley.
He's funny. He's, oh, come on.
Yeah. He's very funny.
We can be
funny.
Heroes.
We can be heroes.
Summer Heights High.
Summer Heights High is amazing.
Summer Heights High was one of the greatest Australian comedies of all time.
Angry Boys wasn't good. No. Jermaine wasn't very good.
Can't stand him.
Come on, Summer Heights High.
No, I can't stand
him. Mr. G.
What's wrong with him?
I just cannot stand the bloke.
Why?
He just rubs me the wrong way.
Which bloke, though? He's about five blokes in one, and he's also sometimes a woman.
Him.
He's all right.
Which version, though?
All versions.
Oh, all versions.
That's not nice.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong with Chris Lilley?
I just can't stand him. It's just like Rowan Atkinson. I can't stand him as a Blackadder.
You don't like Mr. Bean?
You don't like Blackadder?
Nope.
What about Mr. Bean?
Don't like Mr. Bean either.
Oh, he's funny.
What about Hello, Hello?
I like Hello, Hello.
Okay.
What about Are You Being Served?
Oh, yeah. That's all right.
Fawlty Towers. Fawlty
Towers.
John
Cleese.
Yeah, it was all right.
Okay, you haven't lost all my respect.
Okay, good.
You still got some.
Monty Python.
Keeping Up Appearances, that's a brilliant show.
My old man used to say, Keeping Up Appearances.
Squinters? No, sorry.
Squinters is terrible.
He knew people exactly like Keeping Up Appearances.
Oh, of course. Bouquet, yeah.
Yeah, Bouquet instead of Bouquet.
No, her name's Bucket. Yeah. But yeah, it's Chris Lilley.
Yeah, apparently he's doing 10 shows.
Yeah, that's quite a lot.
But it's the first time Netflix has announced any substantial Australian investment. And there's been a lot of criticism this week because they don't invest any money in Australia, unlike the other broadcasters who have to by law.
Netflix doesn't have to, right?
No, they don't. By law, they don't have to. But there could be talk that the government might introduce a quota for them.
I think they should.
And the CEO then decided to go out and saying quotas might not work because what will happen if you have a quota, you just produce a lot of rubbish television because
that makes sense,
you need
too.
To meet the quota, so you just meet the number of hours you need to produce. So. Yeah. There's an argument you might get great television. Don't know if that's actually true.
But they had quotas in the old days, and some very good movies come out.
Mm-hmm. But I think he's doing it from a commercial standpoint because he wants to.
Yeah, they're using it on tax.
He wants to find the best country to perform his shows, right?
That's kind of not just make something just to fit a quota.
Yeah,
They can't sell to other countries.
I guess Australia's a problem too, because obviously being an English-speaking country, it's very easy to, unlike in a foreign-speaking country, un-English-speaking country. Is that a word?
Un-English?
Yeah.
Un-English-speaking country.
Or is that just answering my own question?
That's it, Glenn.
But like we had that problem, like obviously American shows and British shows rate quite highly here, more so than other
countries. Oh, yeah, of course.
Because we speak the same lingo.
Yeah,
kind of.
We can understand
but
that.
But on SBS, the Japanese rate pretty high too.
Do they?
SBS doesn't show anything multicultural anymore, Mick. They Japanese show train shows.
They show...
People love the GAN.
They show...
Because there's no speaking.
They don't even show Great British Rail Journeys, Great Rail Journeys from the, you know, the T2 line.
It's all over.
Where's my airport line?
But come on, Mick.
My airport line's taken off.
You can't tell me, Mick, that the SBS used to have more foreign language content back in prime time many years ago.
Oh, it's because they've been... commercialised.
Basically, yeah. That could be true.
SBS definitely commercialised.
Haven't you been watching Adam and Eve? Adam looked for Eve.
Don't watch
that. Is that the naked show?
I don't watch
it. Yes, it's a naked show.
I just knew it was a naked show. I don't know why. I just mean, you said
that. They were doing the German ones this week. Last week they were doing
the Germans?
Finnish.
What is the whole point of the show? They just find the apple?
No. All they do
is... they find the snake, I think.
No, one of them finds a snake.
couldn't help myself. All right, speaking of Netflix, Black Mirror has been...
God almighty.
Black Mirror renewed for a fifth season on Netflix.
What's Black Mirror about?
It's like an anthology series. Like it's a modern-day Twilight Zone.
Mm.
Did you like Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. My favourite show.
That show's got a big reputation, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the UK, well, at least with people that talk technology.
Well, the thing is, season 4 was very good. Season 3, not so much, but the UK version, which where it originally came from, was amazing. But, you know, they have to Americanize things and, yeah.
When the Americans Americanize things, they usually stuff it up.
And they've stuffed
just
it up.
Just like they did with Kath and Kim.
Yeah, that was terrible. No, but they did a really good job.
One of the greatest
comedies. Or The Office.
Wilfred, they did amazing with. Wilfred was amazing.
Was, I think, actually was in Defense of America, best thing
ever. That is the best version they have ever done.
Wilfred's the dog, wasn't it?
Yeah, the dog.
Yeah, but that was hilarious.
Such a good show.
Very dark at the end, though.
Yeah, it was very depressing.
Really bad at the end.
Very depressing.
Like Sonny G.
Now, keep on the Netflix theme. Jimmy Kimmel was actually on a very famous Twitter account this week.
I got a text saying, look at Trump's Twitter account, as if I wasn't going to do that anyway. That is what I do every morning. And so I did, and this is what I see. Lowest rated Oscars in history. Problem is, we don't have stars anymore, except your president. Just kidding, of course. Of course he's kidding. He's not narcissistic. He's just a joke. Now, Trump loves saying the ratings are down to insinuate that is a show of some kind of support for him. But the truth is, every year since Netflix happened, the ratings are down for every big TV show. Super Bowl, Grammys, Emmys, Golden Globe. But Trump thinks he caused the ratings to go down. So since I was...
So is that true? Was it Trump or Netflix?
I think it's... No, I don't think Trump had anything to do with it. I think it's more so to do with Netflix and then just the changing way people consume media.
Yeah. Big events, for a while, had an increase in audience. Now they're decreasing.
Yeah. The Oscars...
Like even the football, I think the other day, I think on free-to-air TV, it decreased for the opening match.
Well, that's
match.
It. The NRL, right? It was like
the pay TV audience 40, increased.
Was it like 400,000 or something, right? Yeah. Around there.
That used to be a million.
It got beat out by like Marriage at First Sight and all these other shows.
But to be fair, that's a hard metric to match because obviously that Married at First Sight is across the whole country.
That's it.
And that's different. NRL's really only in two states. Always a bit of a thing to read into. But it is true. All ratings, a lot of those events have been. But Jimmy Kimmel did get the last word in. And I think when you talk ratings, there's many ratings to talk about.
As the host of the Oscars, I felt like it was incumbent upon me to respond. So I tweeted to him, thanks, lowest rated president in history.
Wow.
It's not wrong.
To be fair, they are great ratings.
Yeah.
You just got to read them the other way around.
Yeah, that's it.
He's the lowest of the low, and no one's been any lower.
Yeah.
But do you reckon, did he do a good job at the Oscars? Was it maybe the Kimmel effect?
To be honest, he did a more background job. Like, he wasn't on screen as much. He felt like he was embarrassed to be there type of thing.
And also, quick question too. Those envelope openers from last year, what did they bring them back for?
I don't know. I think...
Like, when I saw them, I was like, why would you let those guys anywhere near the envelope again?
Yeah, that's it.
You're like, it's like leaving Bonnie and Clyde near a bank.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that again.
You wouldn't do that again. They didn't work the first time. Bloody hell. I saw it, I was like, what could go wrong here?
You know, I
haven't seen this movie before.
No, hopefully. Well, they did all
right,
though.
They got it right this time. Well, we think they got it right. Did they get it right?
Yeah, they did. They did.
They got the bestiality movie to win.
Yeah, the Shape of Water won Best Picture. Can you believe that?
Who would have thunk bestiality?
I have not seen it, though, so maybe it is a very good movie.
Must be a good movie. No one's seen it.
That's how these Oscars work. Like, all the top movies were movies people hardly have seen. It makes sense,
I think it's a strategy to make you watch the other movies.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't say what?
Never mind.
Movies.
Shh, don't tell me that.
Don't tell him that. You wait after he's drunk.
Oh, Sharon.
Okay.
Sharon, yes.
Now, Married at First Sight.
That's harsh.
There's already auditions for the next season of Married at First Sight. There you go. So
if you're blind.
You can still do that.
Yes, you married can't at have first, a first sight.
Married
you
at first
no
feel,
sight.
Then.
Hmm?
Married at first feel.
Or married at first stink, smell.
Okay.
Whatever
turns you on, Mick. Whatever turns you on.
Oh, buttons turn me on.
Okay.
Well,
don't push them, Mick. Okay.
Oh, dearie me. How do you chomp that?
Oh, I don't know. Also, another auditions. Julia Morris. She's hosting a new show, Blind Date. So there you go, Mick.
I went on a blind date once. I got totally blind.
Did you?
Yeah, got drunk as a skunk.
Well, this show might be for you, Mick.
Okay, skunky.
Yeah. The show is also open to same-sex applications. So there you go.
On the same-sex too, SBS Viceland is going to repeat Queer as Folk, apparently.
Yeah, apparently that's a really good show.
Apparently it was, back in the 2000s.
Very popular show.
Apparently it was groundbreaking, it broke ground.
Wasn't there the ABC show where they talk about different things?
Different things.
It was like weird people.
You can't ask that.
You can't. Yeah, it's coming back on.
It's coming back on. I can't wait. That show is awesome. One of the best TV shows.
Yeah, I told you it was a good show.
I told you that too.
No, I told you that.
I told you that.
I told you both of them.
I told you this.
Someone told somebody something. Barker has one of the best new shows and ideas and concepts this decade.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends who they're talking to, though. Like, I thought the people on Death Row were pretty good, or like the...
Which is an unusual comment to say in most cases.
It is, but you got to watch...
Those people on Death Row, they're awesome.
They are.
Awesome.
Like, it depends who they're
talking to. Get there, aren't they?
It depends who they're talking to, though. It just depends. Like,
I don't know. It's hard to find one they don't find that hits the mark, but you're right, it can be a bit hit and miss.
Yeah, exactly.
But really not.
Yeah, like the hundred, over 100 year olds was pretty interesting. Like,
that was hilarious. Those guys are fun.
Like, why aren't you dead yet? Like,
they're tough questions. They're a bit out there.
I'm looking forward to seeing what type of people they interview next.
Yeah. Now, our cartoon president is getting more episodes too. Showtime's announced getting 7 more.
Yeah, okay.
Apparently there's plenty more material to work on. Don't know why. Cartoon president. It's about Trump, Donald Trump, by Stephen Colbert, American comedian. Another one to watch out to, I saw this week too. Did you watch Last Week Tonight this week?
No.
They had NRA TV.
Oh, really?
And they'd done a segment on it. You should look at it. It's probably around. You can find it on certain ways.
Okay.
But it was hilarious. It was disturbing. NRA TV, which is like
the National Gun.
They had their own TV network.
National Rifle Association, yeah, yeah.
And oh my God, it is the stuff they broadcast.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you see the new
like game? They are really dramatic. You know, you thought
a lot of propaganda.
Like, you know what they say, Fox News is maybe a little bit right wing.
Mm.
They basically went on the right wing and then just like went past the West Wing, Wild West Wing, the Super Wild West Wing. They're like they're far out there.
Hey, did you see the new
treasonous almost?
Did you see Florida brought in 2 new gun laws?
Yeah,
did they?
Yes.
What, shoot everybody and
no,
shoot
the
everyone
first
else?
One is on site, you had to be later. 21 to buy a gun. And you've got a waiting time of more than 3 or 4 days now.
Oh, so you can't kill everyone until 4 days later.
Yeah.
That's good. Let them get
their minds set for it.
Oh, great.
That's the beginning.
There's a big march coming up, actually, on the 24th there, I think, of March, which will be interesting, because I suspect that may get a good turnout.
Yeah. For the gun lobby?
No, for the anti-gun lobby. Yeah, the kids from that massacre are basically organising.
What did I tell you written 2 or 3 weeks ago?
I don't think it's going to solve the problem, though.
It will.
No, I don't think. Mick, you're still predicting North Korean peace, Middle Eastern peace as well?
Yep.
Yep, okay, and we're just all the gun,
and gun lobby.
And I'm allowed to bear arms.
I'll give you this $6 when that happens.
Mick, don't bear arms, it's against the law.
It's better than bearing a bum.
Well, don't bear a bum.
Don't bear a bum either, that's also bad.
Now,
save us, Steve, save us.
A couple of notes on Foxtel. They've finally confirmed that they're going to merge with Fox Sports in June. So that's good for people that are excited about that, I guess.
There'll be a lot
company,
of Foxy-loxies
right?
there.
It's a good thing, but then there's also a bad thing. They just, yesterday, right, laid off all their call centre staff. Probably going to outsource, maybe.
Over to the Philippines again.
Oh.
Now, Basil Foldy is going to Weekend Sunrise, the Perth broadcast. You might have seen Samulus, I think his actual full name is.
Who?
Basil. You know Basil? You've seen Basil?
No.
You know this guy?
Don't know who it is.
You don't know him. How do you not know Basil?
Never heard of him.
But apparently he's a Western Australian broadcaster who's been on a lot on Channel 7, a lot over the Olympics. He's replacing Andrew O'Keefe on Weekend Sunrise.
No.
Yeah, because Andrew O'Keefe decided to leave Weekend Sunrise last year.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And you were very sad last year when it happened.
And I'm still sad.
You're still sad. You're that sad. Did he cry, Joe?
Did he cry?
I did cry. I'm like, why is he going?
Why is he going? How could I
cry? I don't even watch it
Andrew
anyway,
O'Keefe used to be Johnny
O'Keefe. Yeah, I don't watch it either, but when I see him on
I'm like Andrew O'Keefe. Yeah. I think he's great.
Isn't Andrew O'Keefe Johnny O'Keefe's nephew?
Yes.
But I'm the same. I see Weekend Sunrise occasionally. I'm like, oh, thank God he's on that show.
Yeah, I like
I'll never watch it, but I like that you're there.
You just know he's there, so you know it's okay.
Yeah.
Like everything's okay because Andrew's there.
Well, now you've got Basil.
Don't know who Basil is.
He's got a little like,
Basil Rush.
Tiny's pocket stuff. And it looks like he'll have an extra day because Koshy's doing a 4-day week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He must be retiring pretty shortly.
I think he is too.
He's been there a while.
I don't watch Sunrise anymore. I watch ABC.
You watch Sunset?
ABC.
Is a morning any good? Then what is the morning show called? Breakfast?
Yeah, but every half hour you get the same things.
Well, there's nothing. That's why they need like pop culture and they need puff pieces and stuff. Maybe.
Or ads, as they call them.
Or ads.
Sorry, I'm sorry, content.
You can't say that, Jim.
Some of them are ads. Like you watch some of those morning show things. Those pure commercials.
Of course they are.
Yeah, and they don't even tell you.
You know, like they have Officeworks on there because they've got back to school sales. You're thinking.
Oh, we saw that one on there.
So is that really an ad? That sounds like a bit of an ad.
I get all my stuff from Officeworks.
The worst thing is they're that bad at doing it. You can tell it's an ad.
They might as well just say, hey, here's a free ad for Officeworks.
Well, they should be saying, this is the...
That's our time limit to stop talking, clearly.
Now, Live TV 2 breaking news is decreasing in houses. Less than 11 hours in the last 2 years.
Yes.
People are watching it per month less of live television as they use more catch-up devices and
yeah, we touched streaming on that last week, right?
This is another study this week.
Oh, what's the difference this time?
It's the same conclusion, but it was a different study.
Oh. People still aren't watching more TV.
People are still watching more TV. But, breaking news.
Are people watching the Sky more than what they used to use?
I think they are.
The Sky?
Hmm.
You studied this?
Look at the moon. There's the sun.
See, I'm looking at it more than I did last year.
Now, the footy show is back this week too. You were excited.
Oh, totally. It's more stripped back now, right? Because Aaron Mullen's hosting.
Which footy show?
It's a talk show.
Which footy show?
NRL, not ARL.
We got that stripped back. Yeah. It was this bad. It
doesn't appear to be a chair, but...
Couldn't get me a chair or anything.
What's going on? Yeah, that's a little bit awkward.
Am I actually meant to be on the show? Or...
No, you are. You're very, very welcome.
A chair for the main star, Bo. Bo had no...
He forgot the memo he's not allowed there anymore.
It wasn't... I don't think it was a big success, I think one would say.
They got to bring back the panel and they got to bring back the games and fun and stuff. Get rid of Erin. She's the problem.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Bring back Pluck a Duck.
That's like a duck in the footy show.
Hey, hey, Saturday.
Mick just wants Pluck a Duck back.
Maybe it would make it better.
Maybe in the 6 o'clock news hour.
Yeah. Bring back Dickie and you'll be all right.
Hey, Dickie News.
I can imagine Dickie Knee in the news.
Wouldn't work well now.
Hey, Rocket Man, haha.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. Speaking of coming back, though, Eurovision is coming back, and there was a song that leaked this week.
Let's have a listen.
All right.
To a small snippet.
You think it's just a waste of time when we're always fighting over material, trivial things in this life.
Talk about love or something, Steve.
That opening statement of it is a waste of time, it's an understatement.
Really?
Yeah, it's that's a bad song. That's a bad song.
Is it the worst Eurovision entry I've had so far?
I think it is.
So,
Sounds of Silence was epic. It was amazing, you know?
And didn't win. But I read an article about this. It's like, oh, it's our best chance ever. I'm like, really?
No, it's not.
Is it?
No.
No?
No. Not even. She won't even make it to the top 10 or whatever it is. How do they do their entries? I don't know.
But you know what's funny though, Steve? You think it's no good and it's the worst one we've ever got. It'll probably win.
It probably will win. Hey, go for Australia. I'll be happy Australia wins. In my humble opinion, it's not good. I'm not really a fan of Jessica Mountboy, but
and she's back. She was the first one that was on. She wasn't in Eurovision, the contest before. She was, I think, the first one that had her in as the halftime show.
That's right.
The Eurovision halftime show. It's like the Super Bowl with no ads.
Well, they should have G-Girls there.
I think they've got all, they've got enough girls cheering on there. I think there's no shortage of that.
But also the problem is that she's too high profile to be in it.
Really?
You need like an unknown act. Like Isaiah, never heard
like
of her.
No one heard of Isaiah.
Never heard of her.
Dummy was quite high profile.
Was she?
Yeah.
Never heard of her.
No, it doesn't. High profile doesn't mean that you've heard of them, Steve.
Yes, it does.
Okay, but right. There's a lot of high profile people in Eurovision.
Well, that's it. Through. Like ABBA, right? That was before
yeah,
that.
They
began.
Weren't high profile. I know. But there's other people
yeah,
who
but being
were.
High profile in Iceland isn't particularly high profile anywhere else, right?
Yeah, that's it.
I think the Icelandic football commentator's on this year.
Oh, good.
I made that up. I hope he is.
He'd win.
They might win. They might win this year.
That's
also.
It.
I think Iceland doesn't want to host Eurovision, though.
No, but
take
I think
the whole country over.
Oh, jeez. If they don't win.
If they do win, because they've got to host it the next year, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully Australia does all right this time.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, we will. We'll do better than last time.
But I just hope SBS one day finds like some diversity and finds some white people.
Yeah. That'd be good.
It's like everyone they pick is always got to have some multicultural connection.
They can pick me, because I've got multicultural connections.
I don't know, but it just seems like a bit too artificial. Though. It's like they can't even... It's like they're proving a point every time they pick somebody. It has to be... Someone completely different out of the mainstream.
But why does it have to be SBS multicultural?
You know why? Because if they choose a white person, they'll go, oh, why is it a white person?
Because there's a lot of white people in the country.
Yeah, but you can't say that. That's the thing.
There is.
I know, but you cannot say
not
that.
Not the whole majority of the population, but they're a fairly significant proportion of the population.
They're a big population, but you can't say that.
But I reckon SBS
that's discrimination when you can't say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know, but that's the way the world works, Mick.
Yeah, you can't say it. Shush, Mick. Shush.
Discrimination.
All right, calm down, West Indy. You're West Indy, you said, wasn't it?
Pippa?
Now, Mark Boris too, a bit of an attack there.
You know, Glenn, I think it's a bit fishy. I think it's for the TV show.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Just saying.
No. Yeah, yeah.
It is, because it happened to be while he was on the phone call film for the TV show. Yeah, come on.
You're so disbelieving, Steve.
I've worked in television. I know how it works.
You're telling me everything I say on TV is not true.
No. Glenn, I'm telling you, that exact scene will
you tell me the Kardashians don't do honest material all the time? Their lives aren't that interesting.
No, I think Kardashians are a bit interesting, I think, but...
burn them all.
Their fashion line isn't interesting.
They got a fashion line?
Well, don't burn them. Wow, Glenn, I was going to say. Wow, Mick.
Yes, you get your line
you
right.
You have a roast, don't you? You burn them in the roast.
I like roast, yes.
No, haven't you ever seen the roast they used to do on TV? Where they...
Oh, yes, I know. On the Comedy Central, yes, I know. Yeah.
They burn
oh,
them.
That's
the roast.
Of...
Yeah, the Charlie Sheen one, the David Hasselhoff, yeah. The Justin Bieber one was really good. They really gave it to him.
They burned him really good?
They did burn
There's
him.
There's lots
really
of
good.
Material.
Yeah, that was it. No, but as far as the Mark Boris things go, I guarantee you, Glenn, it'll be on the show. It'll be a cliffhanger. Did he get kicked? Didn't he get kicked? What happened?
Will the guy go to jail? Find out tomorrow.
Will he give him a job?
Probably will.
Give him a security job. speaking of no jobs, though, Peter Rosethorn, he is out of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Gone.
Oh, no.
Gone.
Who is he?
Some comedian.
Keith and Cam. I mean, Keith and...
Kiff and Cam.
Kiff and...
Sounds like a great show.
It's time for your bedtime.
Kiff and Kim.
Yeah, that's him. He caused a bit of controversy this week, though, after he said something about... Jackie Gillies on the program, something about women as well.
Who's Jackie Gillies?
One of the Peter Rosethorn called Jackie Gillies on I'm a Celebrity a shit face, and apparently people were not happy about that.
She might have got off her face that way.
I don't know. You can't say anything these days.
Yeah, what a lot of crap.
I know. I think you say stuff just so you get like the you can't say it. Outrage machine.
You can't say
well, you can say, I won't say so and so and so.
Can you imagine the comedy company being played now? Con the Fruiterer? Could you imagine these
Kingswood Country?
That wouldn't work these days.
To be fair, Kingswood Country was a little bit beyond the belt.
No, but it was very funny.
It was a very funny show. Very
no, but Con the Fruiterer was kind of endearing.
Yeah.
Because
every Greek was kind of like a fruiterer.
No, but
yeah.
But he was not Greek.
Because you invented fruit, right?
They did.
But Con the Fruiterer was not Greek.
No, I know.
And all
that's
the Greek
the joke.
People thought
that's
it was
a joke.
And everyone was like, he's a Greek, he's a Greek.
That's the joke, Mick.
Crocodile was now another great show.
Oh, brilliant show. Greeks on the Roof as well, right? Yeah, brilliant stuff. Wogs
at Work,
yeah. The Wog Boy.
Wog Boy, yeah.
Love that movie. Brilliant movie.
Which one? It was two
no,
Wog
no,
Boys.
No, the first one. The second one's a disaster. Never watch that, ever. It's pretty bad. Speaking of shows that aren't doing too good, though, Australian Spartan.
Gone!
Good.
Pretty much gone just after two episodes.
People hate that show, by the way.
Really?
Most people hate that show because it interrupts the My Kitchen Rules show. So actually, I think what Channel 7 got misunderstood is that the Kitchen Rule fan people are just like,
They love that show.
I've seen someone the other day and they're like, oh, stupid Spartan show's on. Oh, that's terrible. I wanted to watch my Kitchen Rules. Now I'm going to wait till Monday.
That's the thing. People don't hate it because it's a bad show. They hate it because it's interrupted.
Well, I think there's a bit of that as well.
It probably is, but...
But no, the main reason...
show.
It will come back, though, but not anytime soon.
No, in the summer.
Yeah. Non-ratings, right?
It used to be called Gladiators.
Gladiators was amazing.
Oh, yuck.
Same as the Full Frontal version. Anyway,
it's
which Full Frontal? Because there's two Full Frontals.
The very first one. Barry
there's
Banner,
Full
like the
Frontal by the Australians and there's Full Frontal
no,
by
not
the...
No, I'm talking about the movie, Mick. The comedy. Come on, Mick.
Oh, God.
Mick. Yeah, it's Full Frontal.
Is it TV, Mick?
Yes, TV? It was.
That is the Wild West TV segment. We're back in a moment.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for Mad Mick Part 2.
God is mighty!
Oh, is he? Allah Akbar. Is that what you want me to say?
Don't say, I'll say God is mighty. And God is mighty. Mick's gone mad.
Oh, okay.
Mad as hell.
Would you like to do that again, Mick?
Yeah. And then when I say Allah Akbar, he's gone terrorist.
All right.
And I say, see,
do you want to do that again?
No, let's keep going. This is quite
I'm not too fast.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready, Mick? Go.
God is mighty!
Mick's gone crazy.
Allah Akbar!
Okay.
Now you say,
Allah Akbar.
No, you say he's got turned into a terrorist.
He's turned into a terrorist. Okay. Yeah.
So what is this
get
from?
This joke.
New upcoming video of Mad Mick's a terrorist?
I don't
got
know.
A video of it.
Okay.
Is that what you're meaning to tell us, Mick?
Yeah. Where were you going with that, Mick?
Where are you going with that, Mick?
If I say God is great and since cried out really loud, I'm classed as a certain type of person, a mad Christian.
Crazy Christian. Crazy I try Christian. To avoid those people.
Yep.
Right? But if I say Allah Akbar...
Oh, you're a terrorist.
I'm a terrorist.
No, you're not.
That's how it's taken.
Depends who takes it.
Depends. But Mick, it depends if you've got a backpack there and you're going to blow yourself up.
I have
up.
Got a backpack.
What's in your backpack?
Okay, Mick, as long as you don't blow us up and scream it, you're fine.
Oh, I've got rain gear and all that. But
okay, rain
gear.
That
could
all
blow
right.
me away because when I jump on my bike,
in the wind,
blown
right?
Away. Yeah,
that's true. You could be blown away.
But I wouldn't recommend you yelling out Allah Akbar in any public space right now.
Or while riding your bike.
Yes. How can they hear you when I ride a bike?
don't test it.
But what I'm saying is people judge other people by the way they talk or by the way they look or the way they perform. Right. And a lot of times their judgment is very bad.
Sometimes they're right, though.
Yeah, sometimes, but not all
like
the time.
Like that lady on Gogglebox, on Michael Jordan Rule with the big lips. Big lips lady.
Luba lips.
So you're judging her as, you know...
Botox injection.
As a Botox injected
It might not
beauty.
Be a Botox. It might be fat ass from
could
fat.
Could have had a bee stung before they started filming.
No, it could be...
Multiple times on the lip, on both lips.
Yeah. Give
possibly, yes.
Benefit
never
of the doubt.
About,
yeah. Give me the benefit of the
what
doubt.
They also do is take fat out of your bum
and put,
and
it,
put
in
it in your lips. So you've got bummy lips.
Yeah, that's it.
So she could be either bum lips or Botox.
So when
lips.
She talks, she's
which one do you
out
mean?
Of her mouth.
And does it go...
But you must judge people, Mick, all the time.
Nah, never.
You judge Glenn when you walk in here.
You called me a hipster.
No, I said his hair was cut.
That's
he
judgment.
Just had his hair done.
Yeah, that's judgment.
No. That's the first time I've ever seen his hair come when I come out of the car. Other times I've seen it all messed up.
So what's wrong with making the wrong judgment, though? Because, you know, that's part of life.
Sometimes making the wrong judgment can take someone else's life.
Right. That's if you're bullying, though. That's a bit different.
Mm-hmm. Bullying, they should be... What gets me is, before this bullying on the internet or on social media... Why can't they do anything about it?
Because
no,
they
all
actually
have to do
can't.
Is make, well, if you send a letter through the thing saying I'm going to blow you up, that's charged as a...
But have you ever found a post office to find a letter in the post service?
No.
But I didn't find my parcel this morning. Yeah. Took a half an hour to find that, and it was just it had my name on it.
But it's the same
way. I haven't
seen
a letter directed to me in probably nearly a couple of months.
Yeah, but it's
that's
the same.
Suspicious. That's what it is. You get a letter, it's like, what's Steve up to? He's got a letter. Ooh.
But it's the same. It's what they charge is sending things on the carriageway. And this is a new carriageway, our social media.
Yep.
So they should be able to charge the same people... Doing that.
But they do.
Being trolls or being telling people to kill themselves.
Some people do, though.
Yeah.
Some people get charged.
But they don't charge them all the time, do they?
It's hard to track all of them.
They can track them. And if they can't...
But which ones do you track and which ones don't you track? What's bullying that's illegal and what's not illegal bullying?
The ones
bullying?
That are just being jerks on the internet or the ones that are actually telling them to kill themselves and
all
things
of them.
Like that?
Let's arrest everyone on the internet.
Hmm.
Everyone on the internet. Just arrest them all. You
get
an internet connection, you're arrested.
Yeah, that's it.
It's simpler.
No, Akbar.
Okay.
That's great.
No.
Okay,
there's no such thing as God. The only thing close to God is Mother Earth.
Okay.
Do you know that in Arabic?
How do you say Mother Nature in...
I don't know.
Okay. Work on it.
I'll say Mother Nature in Arabic.
Oh, it makes crazy.
No, but that's the closest thing to a god, Earth, because it's a living thing.
Okay.
Because it's got, like us, we've
and
got
and people praise it.
Yeah, we've got germs inside of us.
Yep.
So
no, no, I've got that stuff that you spray around your house that has no
then
germs.
Then you have...
They killed all the germs in my house.
There's other parts of the things controlled by environment, other things, so is the Earth.
Yeah.
So
Earth,
the Earth is
Earth
a living thing. Earth is a living thing.
That's it.
I think you're a greenie, Mick.
No, I'm wearing blue today.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for the Wild West.
Big news this week. Huge news.
Huge.
The big deal is in town. You thought Trump had big deals.
He makes big deals.
He makes big deals. But then Aunt Gladys and what did we call Turnbull?
Trumbull.
Trumbull have a bigger deal.
No.
Fanfare, the north-south rail link through Badgerys Creek, is described as a transport transformation.
It's a complete game changer for Western Sydney.
The rail line is promised to run from the new airport north to Schofields and south to MacArthur. But the only stage funded is much shorter than that, from St Mary's to North Bringelly.
This was meant to be a deal about all of Western Sydney, but they've forgotten about the southwestern part of
That's Wazza. Greg Warren.
What's wrong with southwestern Sydney? What's his
problem? He's going to MacArthur one day, soon, maybe.
Where's the plans?
They've put the plan, they're going to go...
Didn't you just see it? They showed you the diagram.
The diagram, it said they're going to go to MacArthur. I don't know how or where, but it's going to go down to MacArthur.
Oh, somewhere. It's like drawing an invisible ink, is it?
That's it.
I haven't determined how it's going to get there or which route they're going to have, but it's going to get to MacArthur somehow, even though they're building all these houses down that same area.
They should run straight down Camden Valley Way, down the centre of it.
Put a tram down Camden Valley Way.
That's right.
That'd be awesome.
Like rail?
Straight through Narellan to Camden.
It's not anything sillier than anything else they've thought
of. That would be great, actually.
No, they used to have a
go down Leppington, Camden Valley Way, Narellan, Camden.
They used to have a train which ran from Campbelltown to Camden.
Yeah, but that's not that far. It's like a 10-minute drive. It's not that far. You don't need a tram from there, I don't think.
Oh, you try getting up to Narellan in peak hour. Catch it in peak hour, mate.
I have. It's not that difficult.
Yeah, it's bloody difficult.
Oh, that's fine.
The traffic's really bad.
You're not going to die from it. You'll be all right.
Yeah, but a tram's not going to solve the traffic, though, mate.
Yeah.
Your bus could do the same thing.
No.
Yeah, it can.
You have...
If you have a dedicated bus lane, it does the same thing.
No. Mm. You have a tramway.
Tram doesn't...
You have to run it down the centre because you can have one on the right, one on the left.
Yep.
And then you can get out.
Yeah, but a tram and a bus does the same thing. Ding, ding.
We do need a tram in
We do
Sydney.
Need trams.
Oh, they're coming soon again, aren't they?
They're coming soon. I don't get trams. We'd love trams.
I'm going to use it for sure, just for fun.
Just for fun. Just have a fun day out and get on the tram. There's a tram there already.
Yeah.
No,
they call
like,
them
one
light
rail. One through the CBD or something.
They call them light rail.
Yeah, I've done the light rail. That's boring.
That's tram.
A tram where I can
it
hang
is
out
a tram.
On the side and, you know.
Nah.
You're not getting what you want. I've got news for you. You won't be
able to go to L.A. Los Angeles, going up
to
down.
You're going to go to San Francisco or something. Yeah.
That's cheap.
Yeah, I'll go there just for a tram day out.
Just so you can hang out the tram.
So you can see Tramble.
No, I can see him.
Now, the big deal is the $20 billion worth of funding. The councils have all signed up. We spoke about this past couple of weeks. A whole bunch of other facilities as part of the upside of having an airport.
Well, that's it.
They build this big aeropolis or whatever they're calling it. Sounds like a good deal. Is it a good deal, Mick?
Nope.
It's not a bad deal.
The reports are...
It does annoy
people
me.
People who lose... Sleep through noise do not perform as good as people who have a good sleep. And noise will cause a lot of problems.
But when you're at Campbelltown, the airport's no closer to Campbelltown than
it is. They've got no time limit on this. They can be a 24-hour airport.
Do aircraft noise now?
It still doesn't matter. Noise
No, it doesn't matter. Can you hear it or not? If you can't hear it, you won't be disturbed.
You can hear it and you will be disturbed. Look at me. I'm disturbed already.
But is that from the planes or something else?
Well.
That's from planes and other things. Planes, trains, and automobiles.
All right, speaking of disturbances, though, we are only a month away until the launch of Bunnings in Gregory Hills.
Oh, wow.
After they got rid of the Masters that was there.
That was sad. I liked Masters.
I didn't mind it, but to be honest, Bunnings does the same thing, just different logos.
No, it was different.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
How so?
The Sausage Sizzle was nicer at Masters.
Is that why it closed down?
Maybe. They probably spent too much money on the Sausage Sizzle. They had backroll proper bread rolls.
Okay, Glenn. Well, other than that, it was the same.
No, remember, he's a hipster.
You're the only one that probably noticed that.
Well, I went to Bunnings the other day, actually, and I got a sausage sandwich from there, and the bread was stale.
He's a hipster.
Did you actually get anything from Bunnings, or you just went...
No, actually I did. No, I had to get something in Bunnings too. Okay, I had to get something in Bunnings. It was, why would you go to Bunnings unless you have to get something from Bunnings?
That's true.
We just drop in for a sausage sandwich?
Well, no, I know someone that does that.
No.
He does. Yeah, my friend, he does that on the way he's going to like the cricket centre or something on like Hoxton Park Road.
Wow. Yeah. I know people that do that too. Maybe it's a trend. Maybe Bunnings should go into the sausage sizzle making. That's it. A little portal of Bunnings all over the city.
No, it's sausage sizzle, isn't it? From Sotsy.
Sausage sizzle.
Yeah. From Sotsy.
So that's happening next month for the DIY lovers. Yeah.
Exciting stuff. Now, pokies too. Now, big news is that the government announced reforms to cut back on the poker machines.
They didn't say cut back. They said restrict.
Yeah, which is cutting back.
No, what they're saying is no more pokies in the...
Yeah, which is cutting back what they were going to do.
So that's cutting back.
They're not reducing the machines.
They're not reduced. They just say there's no more coming into that area. And that's not cutting back. That's just saying no more.
Yeah, it is cutting back because they were going to build more.
No.
Yeah, they were.
What would you call it then, Mick?
Restricting...
A freeze.
Keeping the status quo.
Not really the status quo, because they basically said you can't build in certain areas. That's actually not the status quo. That's different.
They're saying
if you've got a problem gambling area and...
Why provide more there, then?
No. If there's 500
poker machines
in this area, there's only going to be 500. That's all you're going to be allowed. Right. So that's all that's going to happen.
Well, it's not what they suggested. What they suggested is that basically if you've got problem gambling and the wrong demographics, they're going to consider that they'll freeze a particular area, which they've done for 20% of the state.
Yeah.
Areas like Auburn, Liverpool, Fairfield.
It means no more pokies in there.
Yeah, but it doesn't solve the problem though, Mick, because the problem is that then you end up at, let's say you're at Liverpool and you can't find a poker machine in Liverpool, which is, I always have that problem. I got run down Liverpool, wherever my pokies, I can never find them. It's so hard to find in Liverpool, right?
Oh, totally.
You go down to King's Cross and find a poker machine down there.
You can't find them anywhere in Liverpool. So hard to find. So tough.
You go down to King's Cross.
Just go down to Glenville or go down to Campbelltown or Ingleburn, because they're not going to be restricted. And there's a call that actually, because the area is growing, they need more pokies.
Oh, boo.
To keep up.
Boo.
No, because there's more people going there. In the new suburb, there'll be no pokies. And
you send them all back to where they come from.
What are they going to do with their wasted time?
What, the poker machines? Send them back to the factory?
Yeah.
Send them back to Aristocrat.
I don't like poker machines at all, but this does sound like a bit of a starting point.
Where most of the gambling's taken place, I mean, what type of form? Poker machines.
Yeah.
Horse racing?
No, poker machines are the biggest form
sports
of gambling.
Betting, though, as well. Yeah. Because actually, poker machine clubs and stuff now are struggling because their customers are dying off. And basically, the youngsters aren't going in to play poker machines.
Because they're doing sports.
Because they've got an iPhone that is much more dangerous.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And unregulated as well.
Yeah.
In many parts.
And they can bet on anything.
Yeah. But it's not going to solve the problem of the problem gambling, which is still huge.
No. That's more of a mental problem than...
No, it's a problem that we just have to make.
That is an addiction. And that means a medical problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
Medical and mental problem.
Yeah. I meant mental, yeah. Makes sense. That won't stop for a while, though. Now, the MacArthur region is going to be getting its first water play park as the council move one step closer to putting together construction tenders, which will be happening in the next couple of days. So,
how much is it going to cost of ratepayers, eh?
Oh, I don't know that, Mick.
By 10% or 15%?
Probably be so funny. People pay to go in, right?
Yeah, makes sense.
What?
Shouldn't they fund something like that?
No, we used to have a free swimming
in the river.
In the river.
Okay.
As soon as they polluted, that's why they polluted. Get them into the swimming pool so you can get diseases.
But don't the kids walk down the street? You think they'll let them jump in the river?
Yep.
Yeah.
We were allowed to swim in the river.
And look how you turned out.
Pretty good.
Not mad at all.
No.
Wow. Right. Now, our produce store at Pheasant's Nest is getting rid of plastic bags. As Woolworths and Coles are planning to do the same thing. Single-use plastic bags will be gone by the end of financial year. They're encouraged to use boxes instead. And it's coming a bit more prevalent too. You see it in a few more shops now. Sometimes a bit annoying.
I don't even bother taking them. Like when I go to Woolworths or like Aldi's or something, I just don't even take plastic bags.
No, I've got my own backpack.
No, not even that. I just carry myself.
Yeah, but you don't carry very much. When you carry a lot,
that's
you need your backpack.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy doing 200 bottles of groceries and catch. And
I'm not going to take a trolley's worth.
That's why you take a backpack, because it keeps you shopping down.
They might think you're stealing me.
Why?
Because you've got a backpack.
They do.
No.
I know what my leg was supposed
to do. All I have to say is Ali Akbar, and they think I'm a terrorist.
With a backpack.
Yeah, with a backpack.
You shouldn't have a backpack.
Nick, run down the aisle and do that.
So, Ali Akbar, Ali Akbar.
You're terrible.
Okay, back on reality now. Camden Council is trying to ensure Gladesville Hills doesn't suffer the same problem as Oran Park. Because Oran Park, apparently the school there, is overcrowded.
Yes.
Who would have thought Oran Park school would be overcrowded? Because you went there 5 years ago.
They wouldn't even finish the houses there.
There'll be no one there except a raceway.
Yeah.
And they're basically saying the government should just build the school in one stage rather than two. Just pop 1,000 rooms, even if you don't use them. The council must have to be the stupidest idea I've heard all day.
It's a waste of space.
Like, why would you build everything at once when they're not needed for a period of time? Yeah. You build it as you need it. Because otherwise it's going to cost more money.
Yep.
No, it's cheaper when you build it in the first spot.
Yeah, they're going to have to maintain it, make sure it doesn't run down.
Yeah, but you can always use it for other purposes.
But the government is really bad at planning schools lately because like they just have this big problem where they can't figure out in five years from now. Someone gets born, they'll go to school.
What? They find is that it
really,
how it works?
They really is constant. Like, it must be the easiest thing to guess, right?
It was the same as when they closed all the...
How hard could it be to guess,
the schools down in the eastern suburbs.
Yeah.
In 2000.
And now they've got to now make the multi-story big buildings.
Whoops, people needed schools?
Yeah.
Who would have thunk?
Yeah, and we need parks.
That's it.
Where's the parks going to be? Nowhere.
Don't know, man.
They'll be built out.
Yeah,
that's like the old song. Big yellow taxi come and took me old man away.
Oh,
now population growth, big topic this week. I think will be a big topic this week. Q&A is running special buses from Camden.
That's right.
To get people, Tony Jones is going to be on the bus, is he?
Probably not.
Don't think Tony Jones has ever been to Camden.
Up through Camden, go.
I don't think Tony Jones goes past Ultimo. It's my time.
Possibly. Where are they running buses from?
From Camden. They're looking for audience members. You've got to register online.
Yeah.
I'll go, but I'm not online.
Might as well but why would you go to Camden when you live at Glenfield?
Yeah.
I'll catch Ride my bike out.
Just catch the train into the city. It'll be quicker.
No, yeah. Ride my bike out.
Oh, okay. And then get on the bus.
I'll catch whiplash. Whiplash. From Sydney to Camden and up to
Gundy. But there's been calls from a local councillor too that there's not much we can do about it. Liberal councillor George Greece, not to be confused with Mayor George, told the South West Voice this week, there's nothing we can do about it. We can't push against growth. You can push against growth. The council can't say no. They're not possible. It's the state government that has to say no. Right. And he reckons
and the federal.
Which is correct. I actually don't think what he's saying is wrong. If you don't want growth, you need to vote for someone in the state election that doesn't want growth.
But
if you vote for
someone who doesn't want growth, then you find that they've changed their mind and say, oh, we want growth, just like Tony Abbott did.
But I think this is going to be one of the most critical issues of the state
Australia
election.
Australia is the most driest country in the world. No one cares
about Australia, Mick. They're worried about the fact that it takes them so long to get anywhere in Sydney. Yeah. That's the problem,
Australia's the driest continent in the world, which is inhabited.
Mm-hmm.
And if you... the times are now changing because they're getting drier.
Yep.
And we're going to run out of water. So if you want to grow, keep growing things as it is, you're going to stuff yourself up and the rest of the world up.
I'll make a prediction, Mick. That is not the biggest concern that people have in the state election. The average Joe Bloggs isn't worried about 50 years from now not having any water.
No, they care about now.
They care about now. How are you going to solve the problem now? That's where you've got to win the argument.
I'll tell you now, Mick. No, people aren't.
No one sits there and goes, oh, well, I have a water in 50 years from now.
They don't care.
It's like this person...
This is why environmentalists always lose the argument.
Yeah.
They can't
Until
ridiculous
they wipe thing. Everyone out.
They've got to wipe everyone out. And this is the thing, alarmism. This is the problem with the climate change mob. They come up with these alarmist things making people worry, and then it's like something happens in 100 years no one's worried about.
No.
If you haven't got children, it doesn't worry me. But if you can't
No,
have
but
children,
it doesn't worry... Because
worry
it's so hard
future.
To predict 100 years from now. Who would have predicted in 100 years from now what's happened today?
Mm. I would have.
What, really? You would have predicted everything that happened today? You would have predicted that you would be in this
just
studio.
Just call me another Notre Dame.
Okay, what's going to happen next week, Neil?
Oh, same as last week.
Okay. I bet you would.
The sun will rise, the sun will
really?
Sink. Yeah.
Mick, you're a prophet.
Yeah.
The prophet.
And I'll make profits.
The prophet Mad Mick, yeah.
They also call me the guru.
The guru?
Yeah.
Wow.
But is there any party at a state level that's going to be contesting the election that's really going to stop the growth and overdevelopment of Sydney?
There's a change.
Or the increase in development of Sydney?
Everything's starting to change now.
I can't even think the Labor Party would do it either.
In Four Corners, they're going to talk about the state of the growth of the cities and all that.
But will there be a party at the state election that will actually do it?
I will.
Because I can't imagine the Labor Party doing it. They'll do it half-assed because if they go in too hard, they'll lose the jobs argument, right?
But 40% of the jobs are going to be down and out anyway.
Not building stuff. That seems to be still good. Yeah. Can't build stuff on the internet.
No.
Like, I can't build someone's house on
you
the
can't
internet.
Have a copy.
Can't have a robot coming and building
a house.
You
can't have a copy on the internet, can you?
Well, not yet. They're working on it.
You can't get a massage on the internet.
Well, it depends what website you go.
No, that's self-mass Sarging.
Oh, no.
Yuck, Mick.
Anything else to save our day?
No. Our day's ruined.
But that has been the wild, sad West.
And that has been the Wild West for another week. Big show.
Thank God for that.
I'm glad it's over.
Now, we've got another podcast next week and the week after, and then the week after that, and then we'll be on the air, on the radio, as well as the podcast.
In 4 weeks' time, yeah, we've got three to go on the podcast, and then it'll be radio exclusive.
Oh, I'll be in the air.
We'll be morning, Mick. How can you cope with the morning?
Are
you
gonna morning. Are you I'm a morning person. Morning?
Are you?
Yeah.
Excellent.
So it works for one person on the show.
That means, actually, now I realise that, because our show's going to be on at 8 a.m., we're going to have to be here by 7:30. Oh, my God.
I can catch a train, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be up at, like, 5:30.
Oh, suck.
And get my helicopter in.
Get your helicopter in, yeah, yeah.
He's got a
when's the driverless car coming? That's a question.
Oh, that was what's happened this week. In, I think driverless San cars Francisco. News. No, that's not new, clearly. In San Francisco, they had the driverless trucks they were testing. And the mayor was not happy with it.
Why?
He doesn't trust it. I don't blame him. I wouldn't trust a driverless truck.
Do you have any seen truck drivers?
Yeah, they were terrible. I don't trust a driver.
Mercedes were testing driverless trucks.
But it's driverless trucks.
2 to 3 years ago awesome. In Germany.
And planes, pretty much.
I'm all for driverless.
No. I wouldn't trust a driverless anything.
You got trust issues, Steve.
No, when I things do. Go wrong, who, when things go wrong, who do you call?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, but the humans are horrible at driving. Have you seen humans drive?
How many times have you heard of computers being hacked? They're all run by computers.
You know who had a hack? They had a hackathon at the Vatican this week.
A hackathon at the Vatican?
Yeah.
And God said it wasn't real.
Did you miss that? Yeah.
I did miss the hackathon at the Vatican, because obviously I'm always hanging out at the Vatican every Wednesday.
I thought it was pretty funny.
What were they hacking?
I don't know.
The secret files that have all the deadly secrets?
Yeah, it's called the V-Hack.
The V-Hack. Oh my God. And what are they building? Like mobile Pope?
I don't know. I saw it on Wired this week.
A driverless Pope?
Of Moyes.
Try to hack his car, probably.
Wow.
No, I don't
know. Church is even on this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. It was on Wired this week. It was pretty good. I love that website.
The Pope is Wired.
That's it.
We're back next week. Don't forget our website, Steve.
SaturdayNightLive.com.au.
That's where you'll find the Wild West, of course.
That's it.
Where else would you find it?
See you next week.
In the Wild South.